Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time!
Good afternoon, family and friends. Welcome to another Parent Coaching Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And once again, as I always say, we promise you another wonderful show, another wonderful show. We got a special guest that's calling in today, and hopefully you'll get a chance to ask some questions, take some notes, and, you know, just be engaged in the conversation, because I think everything that this guest will be able to bring to the table is valuable information, as always, valuable information, and things that we as parents need to be informed of, be aware of, and be a part of when we're talking about our young student athletes, when we're talking about our children. Because if we don't, we will always, as usual, miss out on opportunities. And we can't afford to miss out on opportunities. Again, if you want to give us a call today, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. As always, you know, I don't like to start off my show without adding my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith is a special guest, as always, from time to time, comes up on the show, gives a little some insight, and Keith is a student at the University of Harvard, as well as a solid standout on the court. All right, where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, that's what he do. That's what he do. He's making smart cool. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, matter of fact, that was even a statement that was echoed by our president at one time here recently. So yeah, evidently that must be something that's in the air. That's something that we need to gravitate towards, and we need to bring into our young student athletes and make sure that they get a full understanding of making smart cool, because there's nothing wrong with making smart cool. But like I said, we're going to talk today with a parent that I think can really seriously bring something to the table. You know, she had the opportunity to have a young man that's currently playing college ball. And definitely that young man was doing some positive things out there even beforehand. And I know so because of who his mom is. And trust me, this lady is bringing a wealth of information to us. And hopefully we'll get her on the line here real soon. But until then, you know, in the midst of all these things that's going on with this Penn State stuff, and I can't help but to talk about the Penn State stuff from time to time. You know, we need to be aware of who we are allowing to be around our children. You know, you think about some of the things that your kids are doing. If your kids are heavily involved in sports, you know, you may send your kids to different camps. You may send them to different clinics. You may send them to different activities where it may require them to stay overnight. Or they may be part of a team that travels. And that team that travels may from time to time stay overnight. So what you want to do, you want to be aware of who the folks that you're surrounding your children with. You don't want to just surround your children with anybody. You want to make sure that you are surrounding your children with folks that you feel comfortable with. Parents, I advise you, I warn you, I stress the point of being very cautious about this and making sure that this is not a joke. This is not something that we're going to take lightly. This is something that we very seriously need to be aware of. Very seriously need to be aware of, because if we don't, in the end, we will surely miss out on some opportunities, and in the end, our children will be the ones that end up suffering at the end of the day. So we want to try to avoid that issue, you know. I look at it as this situation unfolds with the Penn State scandal that's going on. I look at how the Syracuse issue has surfaced, and I'm not convicting anybody at this point, you know, because there hasn't been anything found to say, okay, hey, this is a true statement and this is how it is. So at this point, we just awareness, parents, awareness. You know, the Parent Coach and Parent Network was formed on those premises, and I say that from time to time on the show, and I like to make sure I stress that point as much as possible, but that's why we were formed, because parents were not aware of the different things that's going on. Parents was not aware of the simple process that takes place in college recruiting. And college recruiting, listen to the show over the last few weeks or so, college recruiting, as far as the NCAA is concerned, is about to take a drastic turn in another direction. And I think that's due to and part of what's going on and all these violations and all these issues that have surfaced over the last year or so. So as a result, what's happening, somebody's being held accountable and they decide at this point, well, hey, it's time to start making some changes. So as a result, we are looking at, I guess, NCAA is looking at trying to revise some of their standards and their practices, rules, regulations, things like that, so that it's not so complex to be a part of the recruiting process. You know, the recruiting process, if you don't really know it and you try to figure out a simple and easy way to get through it, although to me, I say it's a very simple process. You do the right things, you beat the streets, and you make connections with the right folks, then your child eventually get what he or she is looking for and what he or she has dreamed about for over the years. You know, I go on to say, follow us on Twitter. You know, we're on Twitter as well. Follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. And if you need to ever reach out to us and just talk to us via email, you can always reach us at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. Well, I'm waiting for our guest to call in. I'm hoping that our guest is going to call in here in a minute. In the meantime, I'll go to a couple of quick breaks, and then hopefully by the time I finish our break, then we'll be back up on the air with our guests ready to talk to us.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
another game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard with the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
My man, Mr. Keith Vane, he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. As always, parents, if you want to call in and talk to us here in the Parents Coaching Parent Network, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. I'm not sure exactly what happened to our guest today. I know she's calling in from Central Standard Time, and I'm wondering if we got a little time crossed up there. We initially were supposed to go live about an hour ago, but we had some technical difficulty, finally worked out those bugs, and now we're here on the air, so I'm hoping that we'll hear from her real shortly, because I know she has some things that she'd like to share with you today, and like I said a second ago, when I talked to her earlier, you know, she was pretty excited about calling in. She was pretty excited about having the opportunity to do the show. So, as a result, I know she has prepared to bring some insight to what we want to talk about today. And what we want to talk about is just some general stuff on being a parent of a top prospect. And, you know, oftentimes I bring in my special guest, Mrs. Patterson. Her son, Patrick Patterson, plays for the Houston Rockets. But I decided to go in and bring in someone else, you know, someone that's currently in college. And you see this young man on TV from time to time. And you see this young man on TV from time to time if you keep up with Memphis. University of Memphis, and he's the big man that's stuck right there in the middle, and he's handling his business and taking care of things on the court as well as taking care of things in the classroom. So I'm hoping that she'll call in here shortly, and if she doesn't call in, then we'll, of course, you know me, I always have something to share with you, because this wouldn't be the Parents Go to Parent Network if we're not out here sharing our thoughts, views, and ideals with our family and friends to make sure that they got an understanding of what's going on in the recruiting world. You know, some of the things I came across, again, like I said, while we're patiently waiting here, some of the things I came across was one thing I got from a man, Mr. David Benzel. I don't know if you remember David. David was on the show some time ago, I think about a month and a half ago. And David talked about the five temptations of youth sports parents. The five temptations of youth sports parents. You know, and David goes into some great detail with this information, but I'm going to give you these five temptations and tell me if any of these things sounds familiar to you. If it sounds familiar to you, I suggest you give us a call, 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, one of the things that David talked about, temptation number one, you're analyzing technique. You know, analyzing technique. In most households, there's one parent who was born analytical, has that analytical gene in him or her. Okay, one parent. And that one parent is going to analyze every little technique that their child is doing while performing in sports. Why? That's what you have coaches for. And you know, are you doing it for the benefit of the child, or are you just doing it just to be critical? So you want to be really cautious with that. And David talks about that very thoroughly in his little conversation. But the next, I don't want to get too deep into this, and I'll probably end up doing a show on this. But the next technique that David talks about and highlights is coaching from the sideline. And come on, parents, we all know about the coaching from the sideline thing. Coaching from the sideline is just something that we all think we need to do. We all think that we need to do is coaching from the sideline. I don't know why we believe that, but we always seem to coach from the sideline. Now, I have to say that I've been accused of it, and I know I'm guilty of it myself as well. You know, I'll sit there and I'll try to coach from the sideline, you know. But I think, and I honestly believe in my mind, there's probably some other parents out there with the same thoughts in their head, honestly believe in their mind that they're actually talking to their child or talking to their child, not talking through their child, but talking to their child to calm him or her down. You know, I say that in my defense, being one of these sideline coaches, I say that because I watch my son when he's at the free throw line. And I watch him how he sets up, prepare for the shot. Okay? I can tell on his release whether or not that shot is going in. And if it doesn't go in, I know why that shot didn't go in. Just watching him as he set up, watching his release, I can tell you whether or not that shot is good or not. 95% of the time, I can tell you whether or not that's a good shot. So I think my coaching from the sideline may be kind of sort of effective. Because if that one didn't go in a nice, calm voice, when everybody else is quiet in the gym, you'll hear something come out, and I guarantee you, again, 95% of the time, that second shot will go in before he released the ball, once he hears what I had to say. And I say it during the time he's setting up. I don't yell it out, blurt it out, or whatever, not unless I'm really far away, and I don't think he's going to hear me. But I'll say what I got to say and go from there. But that coaching on the sideline prayers, we have to be cautious of that. I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying that's something we all should be doing. I'm saying that's just one of the things that David talks about in his five techniques. Okay. The next one he talks about is showing displeasure. You know, when we are displeased with how the game went or what your child is doing out there on the court or on the field, you know, during their match or whatever, you know, the faces that we show or the conversation or the statements that we make or whatever, you know, whether or not it's towards our child, whether or not it's towards the coach, whether or not it's towards the referee, whether or not it's towards other players, you know, hopefully it's not any other players on his team, and hopefully it's not any other players that he or she is playing against. But showing that displeasure, come on, parents, think about what you're doing. Think about what signal you are really truly sending when you do something like that. You know, and then to bring on the conversation like halftime or at the end of the game, come on, parents, again, there's a time and place for everything, and trust me, that is not the time. Next one that David talks about, and I think that was number three, and we go on to number four here, criticizing performance. Parents, you know, we all been guilty of it. We want to be that critic. We want to sit and have that conversation on our way home or what he or she should have done. Parents, that's not the time for it. That's not the time for it. You've heard me say it on this show before, and you've heard some of my guests echo that same comment. This is not the time for it. So as a result, parents, back off. Don't be a critic. Don't talk about the performance, what he or she should have done, or whatever. allow that conversation, as David has spoken to us once before, allow that conversation to come to us. Last but not least, one of the things that he talked about was becoming an agent. Becoming an agent. You know, all of a sudden now we want to become our child's agent, you know, and we got all these things and how to promote them, how to market them, how to do this and how to do that. You know, in some sense, and I'm going to have to really dig into this, and I may even try to get David back on to break this down for us, but at some point in time, I see a positive piece on becoming an agent, not becoming an actual agent, but becoming your child's advocate as far as marketing him or her during the time period of their going through the recruiting process. You know, you have to be able to speak up for your child as well as your child being engaged in and being involved in that conversation as well. But becoming an agent was one of the things that David talks about here in the Five Temptations. You know, last thing that David says, he says, try to resist those temptations. When you resist the temptations to play agent or any of the other ones, it leaves you more available to fill even bigger shoes. You know, the role of the parent. And that is what we really and truly miss. And you know, I'm going to try to have a show that speaks just to single parents. Because I see that there are a number of single parents that's out there that go through some of these struggles because of the simple fact that they turn to some of these folks to support them or to aid them or to guide them. That really and truly, as I've said before on the show, really and truly does not have their child's best interest at heart. So I'm going to do a show on single parents. And hopefully I'll have a number of single parents that can call in and you know, just talk about different things. And hopefully they'll be able to share some of their insight with us as far as, you know, what they do for their children and what they have done for their children and some things that have worked for them and some things that haven't worked for them. Because I know, especially in the African-American community, I know that there is a large number of single parents that's out there that have struggled, that are currently struggling, or, you know, have went through processes where things have just failed right there in front of their eyes based upon just not them not having the right information. Again, if you want to reach us on the Parents Coach and Parent Network, give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. We're always happy to talk to you and listen to hear what you got to say. I think somewhere along the line, our special guest missed the opportunity to call in today. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I know for sure that she was aware of all the details because we just recently talked earlier, and I thought we had coordinated everything. I'm kind of shocked and kind of baffled right now that we're missing this opportunity because I know for sure that we were on track to go live at a certain time. But again, give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And if you have any other show topics that you'd like to discuss, as always, you know, just let us know. You'll put up a little post up on our Facebook page, Parents Coach and Parent Network, or send us a tweet at PCP Network. Send us a tweet at PCP Network. And we'll definitely dig into that show topic and bring it up for your pleasure and for your information. You know, I will reach out to some other experts in the field and let them know that, hey, we got a hot topic here that we need to address, and it's on demand. So as a result, we'll be able to bring you something positive. And you just follow the Parents Coach and Parent Network, and we'll let you know exactly when that show is coming up for you. And hopefully you'll be able to call in and ask all the questions that you need to ask as well. Again, if you have anything that the Parents Coach and Parent Network can do for you, we're more than happy to assist you. Parents Coach and Parent Network is currently working on our annual Celebration of Athletes. Our Celebration of Athletes is scheduled for the 4th of December. The 4th of December, and this year's Celebration of Athletes is hopefully it can be slightly different from ones that we've done previous years. Previous years, we've had a nice little turnout, and we was able to inform the parents of some very good and valuable information. They had quite a few giveaways and had some nice little repass later on down the line, and everybody walked away happy and full and everything else. This year, hopefully, I'll be able to bring some other experts in the sports industry to the table, and we can have them share some insights on other ways that you can support and be involved in the sports industry, you know, from the media side, from the reporter side, from sports medicine side, you know, from physical therapy side, you know, all these other different disciplines that's a part of the sports industry that oftentimes we do not talk about, but is just as valuable as that athlete out there on the field, on the court, in the match, or wherever they're at playing the game. It's just as valuable because those are the folks that make things happen in the sporting world. Well, family, I think we're winding down to about our last minute or so. I thought that our guest would have called in, and I'm going to have to reach out to her as soon as I get off the line here and see exactly what happened. I may have to conduct another show, and I think it's just due to the time mix-up, but I may have to conduct another show just to bring in our guests, and I have no problem with that. And if so, again, you can catch up with us on Facebook. I'll definitely have to post it on Facebook, or I'll post it, you know, I'll tweet it as well. But as always, you know, the Parents Coach Parent Network has been here for you, and we'll always be here for you. We are a network of parents that's here to support you, here to aid you, here to guide you, and here to just be there for you when that time comes.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
So on that note, I'd like to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith, where you at? Take us away. This has been the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Once again, it's been another wonderful show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. You have faith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge I've been